This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on democratizing AI, saying it must become a tool for inclusion and empowerment, particularly for the Global South. Inaugurating the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning, Mr. Modi said the world is entering an era where humans and intelligent systems co-create, co-work and co-evolve. He said AI will make the work smarter, more efficient and more impactful. The Prime Minister called for developing a collective resolve of AI for global common good. He said in AI, India sees opportunity and the blueprint of tomorrow.
AI ke liye insaan sirf data point na ban jaye, insaan sirf raw material tak simit na reh jaye, isliye AI ko democratize karna hoga, ise inclusion aur empowerment ka madhyam banana hoga aur vishesh roop se global south pe.
Mr. Modi said India not only develops new technology but also adopts it rapidly. He said India is the center of the world's largest tech pool. The Prime Minister said it is a matter of pride for India and the Global South that the AI Summit is being organized in New Delhi. Mr. Modi outlined the Manav vision for AI, moral and ethical systems, accountable governance, national sovereignty, accessible and inclusive, valid and legitimate. He asserted that India's Manav vision will become a crucial link for humanity's welfare in the AI-driven world of the 21st century.
Manav vision kehta hai, M, moral and ethical systems, A, accountable governance, N, national sovereignty, A, accessible and inclusive, V, valid and legitimate. Bharat ka ये मानव विजन 21वीं सदी की एआई आधारित दुनिया में मानवता के कल्याण की अहम कड़ी बनेगा.
In his address, French President Emmanuel Macron said India built something that no other country in the world has built. He said it has given digital identity for 1.4 billion people, a payment system that now processes 20 billion transactions every month, and health infrastructure that has issued 500 million digital health IDs.
Last year, when France and India co-hosted the AI Action Summit in Paris, we set a global guiding principle for technologies that would transform our societies and our economies. Artificial intelligence will be an enabler for our humanity to innovate faster, healthcare, energy, mobility, agriculture, public services, for the good of mankind. Both of us believe in this revolution.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi also addressed leaders' plenary at the India AI Impact Summit this afternoon. Mr. Modi said AI needs clear human values and guidance. He said aspirational India has a big role in the global journey of artificial intelligence. Welcoming the world leaders attending the summit, Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the government is working on all the five layers of the AI stack. He added that the government treats compute as public good. Bihar has been declared free of Naxal activities. The state achieved this significant milestone after the surrender of the last armed Maoist, Suresh Koda, in Munger. The Deputy Inspector General of Police of the Munger Range, Rakesh Kumar, stated that no armed Naxalite squad is currently active in any of the 23 districts that were previously affected by Naxalism. 11 fishermen who were arrested by the Sri Lankan Navy and released from the Sri Lankan prison reached Chennai. Of the 11 fishermen, 4 hailed from Ramanathapuram, another 7 fishermen belonged to Nagapattinam and Mayiladuthurai districts. They were arrested in July last year and were caught by the Sri Lankan Navy for trespassing into international waters. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty tumbled around 1% during afternoon trade today. The Sensex shed by 850 points to 82,884, while the Nifty slipped 243 points to 25,577 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.